This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The two men targeted in the deadly February shooting near Kansas City were from India, and the attack is under investigation as a hate crime. Both men worked for Garmin, maker of popular navigation products. The crime is supercharging an already tense situation in a community where many tech workers are immigrants. KCUR's Peggy Lowe is there with this story on people and companies in a state of fear.
Mira Midvani is a Kansas City immigration attorney. She's been flooded with calls since President Trump was elected. The one that sticks in her mind came a couple days before the shootings in Olathe, Kansas. The caller was an Indian national who works as an engineer. He said he's scared for his family and wants to move back to India.
They don't see a future here. And then 2 days later, there was a shooting that put it in a completely horrible context.
Srinivas Kuchibotla was killed and his friend Alok Madasani wounded. Kevin Truman is dean of the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Computing and Engineering. He recruits in India and says parents and students for a while now have been concerned about America's reputation as a violent place.
Sometimes they actually still think we're kind of the wild, wild west, I think.
More than a quarter of the school's nearly 1,700 students are Indian. But this semester, the school's enrollment is down about 50 foreign students, around 3%.
Clearly, the political climate in the United States right now has cost us some international students.
Companies are also concerned about keeping workers safe. Pramata, a company that analyzes customer data for big businesses, opened a Kansas City office a year ago.
My name is Pruffel Saklani. It's fairly obvious that, you know, I don't come from Northern European ancestry. I'm very brown, okay?
Saklani is Pramata's CEO. He's an Indian immigrant and a U.S. citizen.
Whenever a shooting occurs in our country and the people involved are similar to you in some way, it's very rattling.
Pramata hasn't had problems recruiting so far. Nationally, tech groups say the new atmosphere and potential changes to visa programs add to uncertainty for foreign workers and the companies that hire them. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.